Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
All right, good morning. Are we awake? Good. Okay. So we've talked about 8 ways that we can follow God. Can someone name one of them? Praying for others? Reading the Bible? Okay. Blue shirt? Obeying your parents? Yeah. Sharing the gospel? All the way in the back. With your, yep. It was said, but that is one of them, yep. Telling the truth, yep. What'd you say? Spirit, what do you mean? Yeah, sharing what Jesus tells us to share. Praying for others. Okay, we're missing just a couple. Forgiveness, yes. Using our gifts, yep. And I think there's one more. Reading the Bible, that was already shared. The one we're missing, we said obeying our parents, but those were kind of split up into two. Honoring your parents, and then the other one that Abe talked about. Obedience, yeah, so we hit all of them. And then we also, today we're going to talk about fellowship. That's a big word. Who knows what that means? You like to help? Kind of. Body of a church? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the word fellowship means that we're gathered together, honoring God, just like we're doing now. We're worshiping God by sitting here and just talking about him. So that's what fellowship means. It means to be gathered together, honoring God, talking about him. Okay? So that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, we're going to talk about creation. And for that, we're going to do an activity. So, what we're going to do is we're going to do drawing. I'm going to call the cabin leaders up, and when I call the cabin leader's name, I'm going to have them come up and grab your stuff, okay? And we're going to be drawing, and then Bree will come around, or Kayla will come around with some markers and some colored pencils, and we're going to draw. And on the piece of paper, this is for the cabin leaders, it's going to give you the day that you're drawing, and it will give you the verses to go to for that day. And some of the posters are a little bit smaller, others are bigger, and just try to have everyone draw on the poster. But yeah, so when I call up your cabin, you can come get your paper. Hannah's cabin. Adelaide's cabin. Corbin's cabin. Amelia's cabin. Haley's cabin. Mariah's cabin. You're welcome. Ella's cabin. Luke's cabin. You're welcome. Okay. Anna's cabin. Hudson's cabin. Uh-huh. Lauren's cabin. You're welcome. Nathan's cabin. And Riley's cabin. Riley. Okay. This one for you. You're welcome. All right. So everyone should have a poster. Your cabin leader should have your poster. You didn't get a poster? I have two posters up here. Did some of them stick together? Here's your paper. All right. So now everyone has a paper. Listen up. Listen up. Quiet. If we're not quiet, we don't get to draw. Okay. So everyone now has paper and maybe some colored pencils. So we're going to give you time to color now. Okay? So cabin leaders, we'll just see. No longer than 10 minutes. I'll just judge how we're doing and how much. Okay? So now is your time to go to the verses and read and draw what is being illustrated. Okay?
Choose to bow, though there's pain in the offering, I lay it down. Here in the conflict, when doubt surrounds, though my soul is unraveling, I choose you now. I will praise you through the fire, through the storm.
Alright guys, 5 to 7 more minutes, okay? And make sure that you're writing the day that you have. All right, guys, 5 more minutes left, okay? All right, 2 minutes, guys. If you are all done, you can go back to your seats, and the markers are going to go in the wicker basket, and it's right in the middle of the room. Okay? All right. You got about a minute left, so finish up and head back to your seats. Keep the poster with you. Make sure you have your day on your poster. All right, guys. Yes, day on the poster. All right. I'm going to count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop coloring. All right. Do you see Kayla? Kayla has the basket for markers. Sydney has the basket for crayons. Okay. You guys can go back to your seats. All right. Okay. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap 3 times. All right. Was that fun? Yeah. All right. So who had day one? Cabin leaders, day one, stand up. Okay, let's see the posters. Hold up your posters. All right. So day one, that was light and darkness. Okay, so we see light, we see morning, we see night. Awesome. Okay, perfect. Good job, guys. Good job. Round of applause. Woo, good. All right. Day two posters. Cabin leaders, stand up. Show them around the room. Should be 3 of them. Perfect. So God created the atmosphere and the sky and the water. Wonderful. Good job. All right. Awesome. You guys can have a seat. Day three posters. Good. Awesome. Hold it up. Wonderful. Give a spin for the room. Good. So in day three, God created the oceans and the ground and the trees and plants. Good job, guys. Round of applause. Awesome. All right. Next, we have day four. Day four, stand up. Good. Awesome. On day four, God created the plants and the stars and the skies. Good job, guys. Round of applause. Awesome. Next, we have day five, birds that fly and ocean animals. Good. Round of applause. Awesome job, guys. All right. And the sixth day, day six posters, stand up. Awesome. On day six, God created all the land animals and the insects and the creatures that live on land, and God created man and woman. Good job. Awesome. Round of applause. And next, what's next? Day seven. I actually didn't do that. Co-pilot Bree did that for us. Wave to Bree. Thanks, Bree. And Kayla. Sorry, Kayla. Kayla also helped do that poster. My bad. Okay. Woo. Thanks, guys. Awesome. That's okay. So why did we do that? So we know that God created creation, and he said that it was good. So what was the word that I mentioned at the beginning? Fellowship, yeah. So, God created us. Did he create us to be alone? No. He created us to have community and be in fellowship with believers. Okay, so Acts 2:42 says, the believers studied what the apostles taught. They shared their lives together. They ate and prayed together. Everyone was amazed at what God was doing. They were amazed when the apostles performed many wonders and signs. All believers were what? Together. Okay? They shared everything they had. They sold property and other things they owned. They gave to anyone who needed something. Every day they met together in the temple courtyard. They ate meals together in their homes. Their hearts were glad and sincere. They praised God. They were respected by all the people. Every day the Lord added to their group to those who were being saved. So what was the word I kept repeating? Together. So God created us to be together so that we could be together and praise his name. And all the glory goes to, point up. Well, all the glory goes to, point up, everyone point up, to God. Glory goes to God. And when we're together, all the glory goes to God. And so, every day in this passage, they were together. They were doing everything together. And why is this important? Well, in Genesis 2:18, it says that it was not good for man to be alone. Why do we think that is? Why is it not good for us to be alone? Does anyone think they have an answer? What'd you say? Speak louder. So that they could be kind, is that what you said? Maybe. So God created us to be together because were we meant to do life alone? Who does God give us close to us? Our family and our friends? Yeah. So we were created by God to be in fellowship with our friends and with our family and everyone in here. We go to church, and what are we doing? We are in fellowship because we're meeting together and talking about God and what His miracles are and how good and awesome that He is. Not only does God create us to not be alone, but there's a purpose for us not being alone. It gives us community, and it builds our relationships so we can learn more and more about God from other people and other people who experience Jesus. And that can deepen our faith in God because it can help us believe in Him. Okay, and then there's a verse in Matthew 18:20. It says, if two or three people are gathered believing in me, I am there. How many people do we think are in here? Is there more than two? Yeah. I think there's a couple more than two, but I don't know. I'm not sure. So what does that mean then? What did I just read? If two or more are gathered, is God there? So is God here right now? Yes, because there's way more than two or three people in the room. So God's here. When we gather together in a church, in our house, God's there because there's more than one person. There's two or three or 20 or 30, however many. There is power because God is in the room. And when we gather, God's in the middle. God is the focus. And there's power in the presence of God. And we can pray with others knowing that God created us to be in fellowship with Him. And in Hebrew chapter 10:25, it says, we must not quit meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Why is it important to encourage one another? Because that's what God wants us to do. It's simple as that. God says, hey, in the Bible, where we get all of our instructions, all of our direction, God says, you are to encourage one another and to meet, gathering in fellowship in my name, because there's power. And God wants us to. He wants us to never, ever be alone. So what can we do about being in fellowship? And how can we be in fellowship? Well, it's simple. We just get together, just like we are now, and even in smaller groups, get together, and you pray, and you just talk about what Jesus is doing and how Jesus is changing your life one day at a time. And it doesn't have to be a really, really in-depth conversation. It can just be say, you can just say that God is so good. And if you're together, know that God is in the room, and God is moving no matter what. And in a few minutes, we're going to dismiss, but there's two questions I have. What does fellowship look like in your life? What are some of the ways that you are fellowshipping right now? And that can be what I said earlier, gathering and going to church, meeting with your friends. That is fellowship, okay? So what does it look like in your life? And who can you get together with? Write specific names for that question. Write down, who are the specific people that you can be in fellowship with? Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. And make sure to ask questions. Who likes to ask questions? I love asking questions. Questions are awesome, okay? Remember that there's never, ever too many questions, all right? Your cabin leaders, everyone around you love to answer your questions, okay? So right now, every eye closed, every head bowed, I'm going to pray for us, and then we are okay to dismiss.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.